Welcome to Ojibwe Stories, Gaganunanida, a program of Ojibwe stories and culture. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. I'm from the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation in northwest Wisconsin, and I'm currently an assistant professor of American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in northwest Ontario. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the season that we're in and what types of things that your home community, what would people be doing at this time of year?
At the community where I grew up, they had they have a tribal school there, and kids will start school in September, just like all the other kids after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. At the time when I was growing up there, they went to sixth grade, and I started late. To our references now, starting kindergarten at 7 is pretty late. Mm. But I had the advantage of living with grandma then, and I did for all of my life. So I learned a lot of things from her, but my mother was the one that I learned a lot of different activities from. This time of the year, she would be getting our supply of wood. How that used to happen is we used to go Nisajewan, which is downriver. She would hand chop trees down and hand cut them with a sweet side. It was her favorite old sweet side. Nobody could use it or borrow it.
Huh.
It was hers. And she'd get piles done, and then I would put it in a canoe, and I'd paddle it up the stream up the river to our house, and I would go and pile it. And then by the time I came back again, she'd already have another pile for me to put in the canoe. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that happened with a lot of families there, is getting ready with their supply of wood for the year, or maybe for a few months, because at that time it's really easily traveling. There's no ice on the rivers,
right,
or hardly any snow around. It's perfect time to do that. The men, like my father and my brothers, I remember they would trap. Seasonally, they would start to trap around, I think around October, November, around there when it starts to get cold. They were seasonally employed. Mm-hmm. And about that time, around September, is when the fishing industry or the tourist resort down the lake would be closed.
Right.
And then I think I talked about how their economics was done back then, is they would work all summer to pay their debts off that they incurred over the winter, because mm-hmm. most of them would go on unemployment insurance for the winter. Mm-hmm. They'd make enough to apply for that. And of course, unemployment insurance is not enough to help them with the cost of groceries and getting things so they can get their furs for the winter. So they would be ready right now. They'd probably be trapping a marten.
Okay.
Yeah, and Martin, at the time when I had my brother, I remember not too long ago, he was catching them for, and they were over $100 each.
Huh.
Probably around at least 20, 25 years ago. So it was very lucrative for them to be able to just go around the lake, set their traps, and go pick them up and be on unemployment insurance at the same time. This time of the year over there, and the names of our moons are different at almost every community,
right.
Even from family to family, the names of the moons will be different. Our moon this time of the year right now is called Adikamegogesis. It is the time when Adikameg is spawning.
Huh.
It's also the time when the trout, Namegos, is spawning this time of the year too. So they would primarily catch Adikameg and Namegos to get ready to Ayawat the Noka Iskawan Jinhikade dry smoked fish. Noka Iskawan. It's different from Noka Iogon, which is dried meat.
Okay.
Noka Iskawan is dried fish meat. So those two words are different forms of animal that is used for smoked beef jerky or fish jerky or whatever it's called now.
Fish jerky.
And of course, this would be They already have a supply of Manomen. That would have happened at Manomeni Kegisis. They would have been able to get a supply of winter supply of Manomen, plus also enough to barter with. Bartering was the main means of getting certain things over there at the reserve where I grew up.
Bartering with who?
Each other.
Okay,
with
for
different things. Huh. My father, when I was young, had a horse. The horse's name was Barney. I never actually saw them because I was too young, but I used to see like stacks of hay around where the bays are, where all that grass grows. My would go where the grass is and cut it down with a scythe, and then he would pile it up for my dad's horse for the winter. And in return, over the winter, the person that gave me my name didn't have a horse, but my dad did, so my dad would haul logs to his house for the winter with his horse. So that kind of a bartering system was there for many things. Furs was no exception, or a Manomen, or any kind of meat.
Right.
We ask. This time of the year also is deer hunting season, moose hunting, the moose rut, and Jishi Bagaye. Jishi Bag, very, very seasonally determined form of subsistence.
Right. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in northwest Ontario. Could you talk a little bit about, because I actually didn't know that whitefish spawned in the fall. I just assumed, I mean, I know trout spawn in the fall, and I thought that was the only kind of fish that did spawn in the fall. So could you talk a little bit about, for our listeners maybe that don't know, which is probably most people, about whitefish runs? Where do you go? How did that work? And what did you do?
I really didn't do anything much because I was pretty small then. But I just recently found out that's when a whitefish spawned too.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that later on in my life that the trout spawn at that same time.
Yep.
The trout will come up closer to... They're usually a cold water fish. And I know I'm changing your question, but...
No.
But during this time of the year, they'll come up where the Minisabikun are, the underwater reefs.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be about that deep, maybe 3 or 4 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a whole bunch of them there. That's where the trout will spawn. The whitefish will come along the shore and do that.
Huh.
Do that. So with that knowledge, you know, our families would set their nets in those areas and get them that way. So they would leave them overnight and try and get whatever they can. And because there wasn't any refrigeration then, they would have to smoke the meat to make noka iskawan. Noka iskawanak. And that would be what they would have for their supply of fish meat for the winter. Another thing that we did, I know my family, my mom and dad, showed all of their sons how to set a net under the ice. Sometimes they would try to set the rope under the water before it was, when they kind of tried to time it really well when they knew it was going to maybe freeze that night.
Mm-hmm.
Then my parents would go out and put a rope in with a couple buoys on each end like this. And then the rope would be underneath from rock to rock with a buoy. And then it would freeze. Not that much. But the rope would already be in there.
Right.
And all we had to do then, if they timed it right, was just to go chop where the buoys are to set the net.
Huh.
Otherwise, we'd have to go later on when we could walk on the ice to put that rope underneath for bagida'o.
And it stays like all winter then? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's set? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they really had to like time it.
Yep.
As far as like knowing like when it was going to freeze and there's no AccuWeather.
No. It's just
can't check your smartphone to see when.
It's just that probably years of developing some kind of a... They were outside all the time, so when you're outside all the time, your senses become aware of what is happening with the weather. And because they were out there many generations, that kind of knowledge, environmental knowledge, was passed on from families to their children.
Hmm.
So we always had a fresh supply of fish.
Okay.
All the time. And we always had fresh supply of any kind of meat that my brothers and my father and them would get.
Can you give a little brief synopsis of what you talked about in Ojibwe?
Oh, sure, yeah. Of course I can. I love talking in Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. I love speaking in Ojibwe. Kene ayakpi, kene tegoagig, apanegi ayaoga gachinga, ndinawe maganeg, ni mamandete, ni chkinyeg, kende winchigayog apane, kegogi pabayanawa, nuchtunawa, awesiyak, wayaniot, wayanunatayanawa, ino, nuchiawa, udatawa ginawa tash, meshkutuni geyog, ingotingegu, ajage, manuminogi ayanawa, ugi ushitunawa, mindimuayego, tayanawa, manumin. Misset Tejminen, Mejimin Jimendaman, Nima Marco Gaya, Gipawa am. Aja gave Engiti Batutan, my everything, Kaishi Chigangiban. It is Kilgayawa, Wawashkishua. Ogi Kandunje gave a Nichki, Aguino, and Dino Maganeg, in any work you obey. Marchina, it is Kinitage, or maybe Chinag Marchina, or Tikoya to Jayan, it's good. Chigi chigi bini awata, awash kishan magjagi mumsuk. Gotingi deshwino ago baguchini geo gini niwak. Minawata shi ano gino chi awan. A tika megan. Mia pi a mi wak. A tika mego genite guagi. A tika mego gizis is nikazo gizis kago ching nongum. Mia nongum tibikak chimushkine apkisit. A tika mego gizis tam mushkine apkisit nongum. Mia despia. Jiggy big, papaya, the Nami, you can get no tickamag, me the smash bagita og, easy bagita og, and our yaji devin out a tickamag. Others can get the jimabangia, Namegus, Namegus, Kiomiko, Omino and Angi, get kigamin nignipe, ginuin di mani, papaya, upon Namegus, he's eager and echoing jiggy big papaya. Minawagit kenet the gogin in ege inga. Gimin a sapico kaga ya, a sinigia wat name inibe. Magjan is suzit, magjage news it. A peach indi my magiche ima, ugita abic. Kawingea sees as agap kishin zi as sen anami in de Miami at Naminisabic. Mitishma and the Namiota. Namakusag. Peshu majigi minisabic, pagita og and anishinabic, divinata. Namekusan. Utayawan, Utayana watish. We yas, Wawashkish, we yas, Mosu, we yas, Gigu, we yas, Ubasanawa. Menoa tuned up, untuned up, tuned up, sanawa. Gawengi, I asked no gegu, the kissichigan. You were the kissichigan, Gawengi, I asked no the kissichigan. Ugi kikan up so, and Gigu, and Menoa, we yas, Migashish to get panea. Nima maipan. Ojitawa gwipi boninik. Yes, chigewat. Kiba gita oawat, itesha. Kizi kita guagig. Good thing a week ago, yana wa e. Zampa nego jinga yawag. Ogi kendana wa anish api gegeskadin. Gaskadin. Api. Made a shibok skatin inig. Kiza tawea. Whatever tuna wa kubimina kona. And I mean them, Jaya and Gisha. Good thing there's no decks cutting. As you go at the moat, Jesus Chigayot. Pamadasha, Gia, Gita Pitat, and give him Mataga could tell him happy. Jigo Esabiok, Jigo Esabiok. Jaya, be me not quite an ami. Me coming. Gisha Ashawabi Ginigate, Akawe, be me not quite. Pamadasha. A sub, kita kopina ama, we could be doing, but get the oil in my ing. Is it the way you gotta take me, my should get the oil? Is your mesh could jay at the a sub, you know, my beaming a coin get do dapina. Any wabang, my jagging nisugan a bit a sub, Kivikubidon, Gitakopiton Biminakwan, Wikubina Asab Midash Anami Diminoa Biminakwan Bejik. You guys should get out the Panemiguga baby born up anea Gia Ogia Molan up anea Gigo. You know, Mozo Yas, Moshkish Yas, Manomen, Kakinagego. Gikskitama, where any Gikskitamas or Gago, Gawin Memo Chapuchi, Giatawe Seawok. Good thing the Skeogi Meskatunamo and Danishnabe Gago, Pep Kanigo Gago, Meskatunamatiwak. Me, where?
How did you say buoy?
I know what it's, what it is, but I just can't remember it.
Because I was listening for like, I've heard this term, Okandakan.
Okandakan?
Yeah.
Kanabach.
Okay.
Kanabach.
So like, that's what I was doing when you were speaking. I was like, all right. I got to listen for Gushkadin. Yeah, I got to listen for, you know, to cue me into like what part of the story we were at.
I also move my arms around them.
That's what I was thinking too, you know. It'd almost be good if we filmed these things. If you're only getting the audio, you're missing a part of the...
Because that's a critical form of communication to facial expression, you know, tone of your voice, the intonation of your voice, your movements of your hands.
And it just helps language learners, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, now I know, you know. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in northwest Ontario. So the one thing I was going to ask you about is dried fish.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Like, how would they do that?
Depends on what kind of fish it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can dry suckers are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Namay, sturgeon is pretty good. You basically just gut and gill the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can take the head right off and cut them along the spine on one side and cut them along the spine on the other. So it kind of just flops over like this. The tail is still there, but the spine and the ribs and things are gone. The skeletal structure of the fish is removed sometimes.
Yep.
Or you can just leave them on there. And then after it's shaped like this, well, you just put it over the rack in the smoking shack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It would be a smoking shack, more like my mom used to have like a wigwam with racks of wood just tied, you know, into a weave pattern almost. And then that's where the weas would go, of the fish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sturgeon is the same thing.
Huh.
You cut it into sections like that. Or you can, sturgeon is really good. You take all the guts out. Of course, you save the caviar.
Yep.
That's the best part.
Oh, because they spawn in the...
In the spring.
In the, oh, okay.
Yeah, Zigwanwina.
Yeah, okay.
Ami. Name. But how you do that one is you cut the head off, you take all the guts out, and then you kind of cut around the tail part here after you've cut the neck off, because the spinal column is really, really good. The spinal cord is really, really good.
Huh.
So you would separate off over there where the head is and the body starts, and then cut around the tail at the base of the where the fin of the tail goes like this at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of twist it off, but leave it attached. Don't cut it off, and then that's where you go.
You just pull the whole thing.
Just pull the whole thing right out, and you can boil that one. And it's really, really chewy and tasty.
So you boil it and you just eat it, or is it part of a soup broth? Or?
No, you eat it.
Okay.
After you've done that, now you have a sturgeon like this, and you just cut it up into like chops, and then you can fry that.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, you can fry it. Put it in, some kind of a fish mix and fry it.
Huh.
But it's such a strong tasting and smelling fish. If you eat it with your hands will be
oily
for about several days.
Oof.
But it's good. It's really good. And then you would do the same thing with, as you do with other kinds of fish. You just cut it into sections and smoke that too. Namebin is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Namebin, you cut the meat off and cut the bones out, and then you just smoke that part there. Noka iskawan is nikate. You smoke meat, or smoke meat of a fish.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wias, on the other hand, is for... Wawashkeshi or Moles, is like, for example, if you got a chunk like this, you kind of cut it like this way, and then this way, and then this way, kind of to layer it, and all it comes out like that, about that thin, because you layer cut it. You don't cut it right through. You kind of leave it so that it folds over out and starts to get longer and longer and a lot longer. And then you take that and you put it over the rack that's in your smokehouse.
For Wawashkeshi.
Wawashkeshi, yeah. Or Magjage Mons.
Oh.
Because, of course, their meat would be thicker, but you'd have to banijawe. You have to cut it in layers so that it folds out like a...
And if that's any cut, or did you like the hindquarters maybe that works a little better when you do that?
Any kind of a weas that's a bigger piece.
So you don't necessarily take it as a big chunk and then cut and cut and cut.
No.
You do this all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Banishawe, shinkate. Yeah. And it folds out like an accordion.
That's interesting.
And it gets longer, but it's only about this thin.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then it dries and smokes better that way. It would probably be difficult or next to impossible to smoke a solid chunk of like hind quarter or something like
right.
that.
Right. And slicing it, that kind of makes it, that's not ideal, huh? Oh, it's not one big piece then.
No.
You got these little dinky. Okay. Yeah. Can you talk about that in Ojibwe a couple minutes or that process?
I can talk about it a little bit. Gishpina, but you're doing a. Oboma wawashkeshi, mima mangiwa gizi hapiji, mangiwa gizi, micha na wachu yas, ma mangiwa get na wachu yas. Kispin dashwi aya in gutte, we pass saman magrege, we kick an up saman wawashkeshi yas, ki bakwe jang, gawin o kan gita abjitusin, gawin o kadi magatusin. We ask it to go. Me does ki kipa beat to Jean. Ki beat to Jean. Kawin does ki gishki zanzin. You know, man, like, et the way ek don't you gishki Jean. Ki beat to Jean, we ask. Ki beat to Jean, get in a ke. Ki beat to Jean, be neska kina. Is it the shrek's cag? Me way banish awe. Is nika de me does ki be buggy a yatish. Be buggy a yaw, we ask. Me the shire and the watch she meant no, I actually can up dig Imana Kay. Gikan up sigaina, Aku Gavachi and Azati, one in my bun. Meaning a minima apiche Ogicha Pitani Manishna Benia Azati, when we took a gun upon a kinagago, Nabachitud, Mashkiki Geotabachitun. You know what the shay ya. Kiki kanap si get kayo tabachituna nishnabe, migi egabachituta, animama ibangia, gigapi zange ima no men hogi abachi anazati one. Gabasanet azade.
What's azade? Is that
poplar?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. That's a high esteemed wood. That's the highest tree. Mashkiki gayma tabachituna. I am a getting my antibiotic mashkiki. But you have to give it to little ones when they're young, while they're growing. As little babies, you feed them that part of the azade to build up their immunity.
Which part?
Uziban is nikade.
Like the bark or?
Yeah, some part of the bark.
Or maybe the inner part?
I think
or?
The inner bark that is. So they would just. My aunt told me they would just take that, and the kids would eat it when they were developing as
just eat it
babies.
Whole, or?
Yeah,
okay.
Or put it in their food.
Food.
It's an antibiotic for their central nervous system.
Oh, I never heard that. That's interesting.
I never heard it either until she started talking about this. I'm like, oh, this is really good.
So it's just kind of a routine thing, huh? Like immunization or something.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then. Azadiwa Buddha, the sap from a tree, from that azadi, is what a bee uses to plug up its nest.
I didn't know that either.
And
boy.
We got to talk to them elders.
No doubt.
Yeah,
huh.
We need all that kind of knowledge
yeah.
from them. And because I'm an instructor, I never get a chance to go out with the elders into the forest.
Right. Yep.
Which I would like to do myself too.
Mm-hmm.
Ojibwe Kendasuin is it never stops. It from the time we are born, even before we are born, we're learning how to be Anishinaabe, and then our language grows too. We learn different language, different parts when we're kids, different parts when we're adolescents, adults, elders, and then the language just keeps developing that way. Hmm. So I would like to spend time with elders in the forest or just listening to them.
Interesting. Yeah. That's all the time we have today. I want to thank our guest Gordon Jourdain for sharing his stories with us. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. To listen again to past episodes of the program online, visit the program page at kumd.org and click on Ojibwe Stories. Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance, or MTAG, program, where students learn about leadership, law, sovereignty, and management from a tribal perspective. MTAG was designed by tribes for tribes, currently accepting applications for fall enrollment. More information can be found at umdmtag.org. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is provided in part by the UMD College of Education and Human Service Professions and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.